So here's something that doesn't get talked about much in the world of executive performance. You know, all those tools you've picked up over the years, the affirmations, the mindfulness, maybe some journaling. You've used them to manage pressure, to stay sharp, to get through the days. And they've worked. You wouldn't have kept using them if they hadn't. But here's the thing I want to sit with you today. What if we've all been pointing those tools in only one direction? What if your body, the same nervous system you've been using to handle what's in front of you, the meetings, the agendas, the deadlines, has been trying to tell you something different completely? Something that isn't about your next quarter or your next challenge. Something about the rest of your life. That's what this series is about. And we start here with what I call the performance body. You know, just for a moment, imagine you had an extraordinary instrument. Not a guitar or a violin. Something more like a navigation system, built to precision, capable of extraordinary things. Now imagine that for 20, maybe 30 years, you've only ever used it in one mode. And that mode was, don't crash. It kept you on the road. It handled the diversions and the difficult junctions. It was genuinely brilliant at that. But it was never set to find out where I actually want to go. That's what we're going to change, slowly, gently, over 3 sessions. We start today by getting a feel for the instrument itself, because for most people, that's already more than they've ever done. Here's something I find genuinely remarkable. Your nervous system processes around 11 million bits of information every single second. 11 million. You know how many of those your conscious mind handles? About 40, 50 bits. The rest, the vast majority of it, is running underneath your awareness, shaping what you feel, what you notice, what seems possible. Your body is doing extraordinary work that you're not noticing. You know, I worked with a senior director some time ago. She was running a team of several hundred people, and she was genuinely excellent at her job. She came to me not because anything was wrong exactly, but because she felt like she was always slightly behind herself, like she was running a race where the finish line kept moving. We didn't do anything complicated. We slowed down enough to listen to what her body was already saying, what her nervous system was feeding back. And what it was saying was quite different to the story her diary was telling. And that's usually how it goes. In my experience, your body knows. It's been knowing for a while. We are just so caught up with getting through the day, getting through the next deadline, solving the next problem, that we can't hear it through static. So here's the old way of thinking. The body is something you manage. You keep it well enough to keep performing. You regulate it when it gets loud. You use it as a vehicle to get your mind where it needs to go. So I just want to throw out a new one. Your body is the most sophisticated intelligence you have. It's been processing 11 million signals every second. Every second since you took your, before you took your first breath. And most of that processing, it relates to the things that matter to you far beyond your job title. So we start right now just by feeling that, by acknowledging it, not by understanding it, not by analyzing it, but by feeling it. So, if it feels right, let's just take a moment together. Make yourself comfortable wherever you are. Your feet on the floor if you're seated. Your spine straight, not rigid. Just enough to feel like you're actually here. And take one breath, just a normal one. Nothing dramatic. Breathe in and let it go. Good. Now, I'd like you to bring to mind a moment, a specific one, not abstract, where your body felt genuinely at ease. It might have been a morning years ago, a conversation with someone you trust, a walk somewhere you love. It doesn't need to be profound. It needs to be genuine and real. A moment where you felt like yourself. And just notice what comes. Don't analyze it, just let it be there. Now, as you hold that moment, I want you to notice where in your body you feel it. For most people, this might be around the chest, the belly, sometimes the shoulders. Just get a sense of it now. Where is it for you? That's it. You found it. And just out of curiosity, if that sensation had a color, what would it be? Don't think about it. Just notice what comes first. And a quality. Is it warm or cool? Still or moving? There's absolutely no right answer here. We're just getting to know it. Now, gently, without forcing anything, I'd like you to imagine that sensation expanding. Not dramatically, just a little more space. As if your body is remembering that it's allowed to feel like this. Let it move if it wants to. Maybe it spreads from your chest into your arms. Maybe it rises into your throat. Maybe it just deepens where it already is. That's it. Let it go wherever it naturally wants to go. And quietly, to yourself, not aloud. Just notice the words. This is already in me. This has always been here. Good. Just sit in that for a moment. Whenever you're ready, wiggle your fingers and toes. Let the energy come back to the room. And when you're ready, just open your eyes. So, here's what we've established today. Your nervous system isn't just a pressure management system. It's an intelligent system. And the version of you that it holds, the one that exists outside of your role, your responsibilities, the relentless forward motion is real. It's in there. We just felt it. So between now and the next session, here's one thing I'd like you to try. Just once today, when you notice a moment of tension in your body, in your jaw, your shoulders, your chest, your belly, wherever yours tends to live, don't immediately manage it. Just pause with it for 3 seconds. Notice where it is. Notice its quality. That's it. You don't have to do anything else with it. You're just starting to listen. And that's the whole of it for today. Now, in the next session, the signal beneath the schedule, we're going to take that listening a step further. because your body isn't just registering stress and relief. It's been carrying a much quieter signal, one that has nothing to do with workload and everything to do with your life. And I think that's probably worth 12 minutes of your time. So I will see you there.